thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
Want your mama?
I love my mama!
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, esteemed viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band and Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotul, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gulnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on Netwave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. You can also watch us online at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Jamaica allocates more than $113 million to improve her citizens' health and education. In community news, Ugandan women create eco-friendly jewellery. In animal welfare news, Kibabu, a silverback gorilla living in Australia, enjoys his 32nd birthday with vegetarian cupcakes. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, June the 12th, is the Independence Day of the Philippines, commemorating its achievement of self-sovereignty in 1898. The Southeastern Asian archipelago is made up of more than 7,100 islands. It also has more than 27,000 square kilometers of coral reefs and is located in the Coral Triangle, an area thought to be the origin of most corals. The Philippines coral ecosystem is the most biodiverse in the world. We wish the Philippine people a fabulous Independence Day.
Today is also Russia Day, observing its autonomy gained in 1990. Russia is the largest country in the world. It covers over 17 million square kilometers. Russia is also the home of Lake Baikal, the world's oldest and largest freshwater lake in terms of volume on the planet. The volcanoes of Kamchatka, one of the globe's most spectacular volcanic regions, is also situated here. These are two of Russia's many amazing United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural World Heritage sites. May everyone in the nation have a joyous Russia Day.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Brazil. From April to the beginning of May, northeastern Brazil was soaked with heavy rainfall and some of the worst flooding that had occurred in 20 years. Affecting 10 of Brazil's 26 states, at least 32 people lost their lives, while 200,000 lost their homes. On April 26, Supreme Master Qinghai donated $20,000 for urgent supplies and gave another $20,000 on May 4, along with her prayers for the afflicted. This combined amount of $40,000 could purchase an equivalent of $186,000 in relief items if obtained in the United States based on Brazil's cost of living.
As soon as conditions permitted, our association's relief team traveled to the afflicted areas in two trips, covering their own expenses. They first went to San Luis in the most affected state of Maranao, where we learned from the Secretariat of Civil Defense in the city of San Luis that the floodwaters had receded, but that 10 municipalities of the 105 total had not yet received aid.
Our association's relief team then went to the municipality of Santa Quiteria, where nearly 3,000 people had been affected. They had purchased 7,000 kilograms of basic food necessities using $6,000 of Supreme Master Qinghai's donation. The city of Santa Quiteria also helped by providing boats for their relief team to reach several more remote villages of flood victims. When delivering the food, they also distributed SOS flyers to inform people and offer them solutions to the conditions of climate change.
We are grateful for the help of the local officials in the cities of San Luis and Santa Quiteria. Our thankfulness also for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving aid to the storm victims in need and to our association's relief team for their diligent efforts to assist. With God's grace, may the Brazilians soon return to normal productive lives and disasters such as these be alleviated through our increased kindness toward each other and the environment.
Unusually heavy storms sweep through Hungary. On Sunday and again on Wednesday, residents of Szabó Szatmár Bereg State were struck by abnormal hailstorms with the ice the size of tennis balls, causing widespread destruction. Over 7,000 houses in 33 towns reported damage and torn roofs, as well as broken chimneys, windows, and shutters. Numerous trees were also felled by the storm, and at least 37,000 acres of agricultural croplands were devastated, thus jeopardizing livelihoods. The state's disaster relief team set to work without delay in the affected areas, and gas supplier EMFESZ immediately donated $150,000 for emergency works. We are grateful for the quick response of the nation's personnel and the generosity of suppliers such as EMFESZ to help restore the damaged areas. Our thankfulness for everyone's safety and wishes for a speedy recovery of their day-to-day lives as we pray for humanity's gentler regard of the environment to minimize events such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Of available evidence and these expert assessments,
swine flu reaches pandemic level.
The scientific criteria for an influenza pandemic have been met. I have therefore decided to raise the level of influenza pandemic alert from phase 5 to phase 6. The world is now at the start of the 2009 influenza pandemic.
During an emergency meeting held on Thursday, the World Health Organization, or WHO, announced the escalation of the swine flu to the highest epidemic level 6 of global pandemic proportions.
Speaking during a press briefing, WHO Assistant Director General of Health, Security and Environment Dr. Keiji Fukuda stated, "In terms of what we are seeing right now, we continue to see the spread of this virus evolve, and we continue to see new countries report the virus, and we continue to see evolution of activity within countries."
Nations worldwide are now urged to gear themselves for widespread infection. Currently, a total of more than 27,735 cases have been confirmed across 74 countries, with Colombia's first declared fatality joining the United States, Canada, Mexico, Chile, Costa Rica, and Dominican Republic in raising the deaths from this illness to 141. As a precautionary measure following the confirmed diagnosis of swine flu in students, Hong Kong officials have authorized an initial 14-day closure for all child care centers, primary schools, and kindergartens to curb the spread of the illness in the city's more than 500,000 young school-aged children.
Spread in several countries can no longer be traced to clearly defined chains of human-to-human transmission. Further spread is considered inevitable.
Along with the sometimes deadly consequences of consuming animal products, which occur from bacterial infections as well as viruses like the swine flu, is the emotional toll that can be seen in people who live near large livestock operations. Dr. Kendall Tu, an associate professor of anthropology at Northern Illinois University in the U.S., recently spoke with Supreme Master Television about some of these less obvious consequences of meat and dairy consumption, which can include an increased sense of hopelessness, leading to stress, tension, and even humiliation.
I know of cases where children who board school buses from standing on the rural street corner waiting for the school bus absorbs the smell, and they're taunted on the bus once they get there because they smell terribly.
Factory farm odors are more than just unpleasant. They can disrupt an entire town's activities. Not only that, as Dr. Tu points out, consumers anywhere in the world buying the farm's products are also implicated in the problem.
I remember interviewing a pastor in North Carolina who lives next to a CAFO. And she was giving her sermon in church, and then she suddenly realized she smelled something, and it was herself. She absorbed the hog smell, and she was so embarrassed within the church setting that she went home to change in order to continue with the sermon. So many of the social impacts are invisible to so many people who buy meat in the grocery store and don't realize that eating meat of this sort and being connected to this pathological system of meat production impacts directly the lives of people who work inside of them and who live near them.
Professor Tu, we appreciate your research on the debilitating emotional toll of industrial farmed animal operations. We are thankful for the World Health Organization's careful monitoring and commitment to safeguarding public health. Our heartfelt sympathies for the minimizing of this illness and for those who have been afflicted by the swine flu, as we pray for the recovery of dignity and health to humans and animals alike through the life-sparing vegan diet.
Alternative living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSE and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.thegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Japan approves cluster munitions ban. On Wednesday, the Japanese Upper House of the Diet unanimously approved the International Oslo Treaty in a vote that echoed one made by the country's lower chamber a month earlier. The Oslo Treaty requires ratified countries to dispose of all cluster bombs within 8 years and bans their further stockpiling or use. Japan thus joins a list of 8 countries that have submitted ratification documents to the United Nations, including Austria, the Holy See, Ireland, Laos, Mexico, Niger, Norway, and Sierra Leone. We applaud your active benevolence, Japan, and all participating countries that are on the way to ratifying the Oslo Treaty. May many more be inspired to support these measures as we work together towards a kinder, more sustainable world.
Formosan or Taiwanese president has heart for children in need. President Ma Ying-jeou of Formosa or Taiwan and his wife Christine are known to be sponsors of several orphans in various countries. When he is able, President Ma includes them in his travel plans, such as when he stopped to see a boy in El Salvador or when he recently made a surprise visit to see Ms. Xi Yan-chuan, an orphan girl in Formosa's Kaohsiung City, who he has been helping for several years. In his latest visit, President Ma stopped by the Kangda House Girls' Shelter to give an iPod to the 13-year-old girl whose mother passed away from cancer in 2006. Our hearts are warm to know of your detailed care for the children in need, Your Excellency. May young persons everywhere flourish in such loving attention.
Save our planet. Extreme drought in Florida, USA. Despite periods of heavy rain and even occasional flooding, the South Central State's Lake Okeechobee, a 730 square mile body of water, is now measuring at least 2.5 feet below normal. Earlier in the year, the Tampa Bay Reservoir, with a 15 billion gallon capacity, was declared only 1 month from being entirely drained.
Dr. Peter Glick, internationally known water expert and president of the U.S.-based Pacific Institute for Studies in Development, Environment, and Security, said, "Places we didn't think were vulnerable to water shortages in the past are now increasingly vulnerable as our population continues to grow and our water supply doesn't." He added that global warming also makes water supplies unpredictable. Dr. Glick and Florida officials, we appreciate this information about the increasingly fragile state of our resources.
With heaven's grace, may we all act wisely to save lives on Earth.
During an international gathering in August 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai offered her insights into the growing world water crisis and spoke of one solution that could aid humanity and the planet.
Right now, the Americans already worry about their shortage of water. The river has become drier, and they predict that in a few more years only, the water might not be even enough for people who depend on that water to survive. It's not happening in some dry desert country. It's happening even in the United States already, and in Australia. If I could just go out and beg everybody on the street, just please stop eating meat and stop raising livestock and stop abusing the resource of the earth, stop wasting water, I would do that. If people repent in their heart and react quick enough, turn to vegetarian diet, with the grace from heaven, with the interference from the positive power, we might be able to save 80% of the population of the planet.
Save our planet. Morocco opens Art for the Environment exhibition. In honor of World Environment Day, Her Royal Highness Princess Lala Hasna of Morocco inaugurated the art display on June 5th in Morocco's capital city of Rabat. Running until June 30th, the exhibition showcases the works of 21 artists, all expressing through a theme of environmental issues and encouragement of green endeavors to protect the artist's country and planet. Our accolades, Your Royal Highness, and all participating artists for helping to inspire further care for our precious habitats. May Allah bless Morocco and our world with a sustainable biosphere to support all life.
Save our planet. Japan declares ambitious emission reduction goals. Announcing the midterm goals, or those achievable by the year 2020, Prime Minister Taro Aso stated that Japanese citizens would be asked to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 15% from 2005 levels. The Prime Minister also explained that this reduction would be accomplished entirely within Japan, rather than through the purchase of carbon credits from abroad. Urging other countries to act similarly, he stated, "We are all responsible for stopping climate change. We must ask the Japanese people to make sacrifices. That is the cost of saving our planet." Our respectful accolades, Your Excellency, for your noble standards of commitment to a balanced environment. Such exemplary initiatives will surely lead the way to a greener tomorrow for both your nation and our world.
Save our planet. A new European Commission study forecasts the economic benefit of reduced emission goals, saying that some 2.8 million jobs would be created, along with a boost in overall income, by pursuing the goal of 20% sustainable energy sources by the year 2020.
Save our planet. Professional workers in Singapore form the group Ground Up Initiative, creating a sustainable urban farm where they gather on weekends to plant and tend locally grown vegetables and herbs.
Save our planet. U.S. rocket builder Rocketdyne and sustainable energy company Solar Reserve build a system that stores solar energy in salt, heating the material to a molten state where it generates steam for electricity and can then be recycled in a zero-emission process.
UK researchers find that dementia and Alzheimer's cases can be due to alcohol and that heavy alcohol drinkers may start having memory problems as early as their 40s.
Hi, I'm Toto the Galapagos tortoise, and this is my daughter, Titi.
Hello, everyone.
We have a healthy eating tip today.
Oh, Mom and I are vegan, by the way.
You like blueberries, don't you, Titi?
I sure do. They're one of my favorites.
Well, they are good for you too. They are a good source of vitamin C, vitamin K, and manganese, and are among the highest in antioxidants of any fruit.
Cool!
Plus, they are wonderful in vegan muffins or on top of vegan ice cream.
I love them in vegan pancakes and vegan waffles.
Thank you for watching.
Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now see what the weather from around the world looks like.
In good governance news, Jamaica allocates more than $113 million to help the disadvantaged. Part of the funds will be used to support the Program for Advancement through Health and Education. This project will upgrade medical clinics to treat patients who do not need to be hospitalized. In addition, medicines will be provided for the public health service. As part of the endeavor, nutritious food will be given to school children. Our thankfulness, Jamaica, for your laudable efforts to ensure the well-being of your country's citizens. May all people of your nation flourish under heaven's protection.
In community news, Ugandan women develop an eco-friendly jewelry business. Paper to Pearls is a non-profit organization in which over 125 Ugandan women make necklaces from recycled paper. Started by Ms. Barbara Moller of the United States, it is based in 8 internally displaced persons camps and 3 cooperatives in northern Uganda. A thriving market in the USA has developed for the colorful necklaces. The income generated has allowed the jewelry makers to not only become self-sufficient, but also help others in their communities. Bravo, Ms. Barbara Moller, Paper to Pearls, and all those involved in this fantastic green enterprise. May many people benefit from and be adorned by your lovely creations. Up next on Noteworthy News, a campaign to safeguard the habitat of gorillas is launched in Australia. We'll go visit the flowers and we'll come back quick with more splendid news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, gladdening news for a brighter world. In animal welfare news, Kibabu, the silverback gorilla, celebrates his 32nd birthday. Toorungu Zoo in Sydney, Australia, held a party for Kibabu, at which he enjoyed his vegetarian cupcakes. The occasion was also used to inaugurate the They're Calling on You campaign, in which people are encouraged to recycle cell phones. Coltan, a mineral ore used in the production of mobile phones, comes from an area in Central Africa in which gorillas live. If phones are reused, less of the mineral will be needed to make new ones. This will contribute to the protection of the intelligent gorilla's habitat. Happy birthday, kind Kibabu. Also, we pray that the They're Calling on You campaign is a success and that our gorilla co-inhabitants are graced with safe and happy lives.
Let's now enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Where's Jimmy?
Francisco, có phải là Jimmy bị bỏ tù rồi không? Đúng đúng, đã 2 tuần nay rồi. Cái anh chàng kia hỏi lại, thế mà hắn dám nói với tôi là hắn đến ở chung với thằng em. Francisco nói lại, đúng thế, em hắn cũng đang nằm ấp ở trong đó.
Hey,
And now for today's Heartline. A program on Jungle Island Animal Sanctuary in Florida, USA, was shown on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants on Supreme Master Television. Viewers had the opportunity to see incredible feathered friends. As a special treat, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously shared her personal footage of her visit there at an earlier time. This letter is from Ms. Bridget Grosjean, Public Relations Manager of Jungle Island.
I just saw our show. It is fabulous. You all did such a great job. It is so interesting and features Jungle Island so well. Plus, I love the way you included clips of Supreme Master Chin Hai. Thanks so much. I have sent it to everyone here, plus all my friends in the world. Take care. Best, Bridget.
Beautiful Bridget, we just loved being able to share your fantastic sanctuary with our viewers. Your bird friends are absolutely wonderful, and anyone who sees them will surely treasure these intelligent and delightful beings. It was such an honor for us to be able to share Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring visits. May God bless you and all the spectacular people and animals of Jungle Island.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is sending her love to you all and your feathered friends and co. Plus $5,000 for their veg treats and toys, etc. Do you have a Heartline today? Thank you for joining us in this edition of Noteworthy News. Please feel free to share any uplifting stories from your area of the globe with us. You may send them, along with comments, to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline.
May heavenly wisdom and mercy illuminate your life. See you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
UN Food and Agriculture Organization Director General Jacques Jouve addresses the World Grain Forum, calling for a global governance system to better ensure worldwide food security.
Israeli President and Nobel Peace Laureate Shimon Peres calls for the implementation of a two-state solution to assist in creating harmony among Israeli and Palestinian people.
Students at the California Institute of Technology in the USA design a lower-cost wheelchair made from reused mountain bike wheels that is optimized for Guatemala's rough roads and assembled by wheelchair-bound Guatemalans.
The small Pacific island Palau agrees to provide a temporary home for 17 Chinese ethnic Uyghur persons upon their release from the U.S.-run Guantanamo Bay detention facility.
During a meeting for the Common Market for Eastern and Southern Africa, or COMESA, Zimbabwean President and current COMESA Chairman Robert Mugabe called for Pan-African peace and solidarity to foster economic growth.
Ms. Christina Diamon, Policy Director of the U.S.-based New Hampshire Public Health Association, writes an article cautioning people about the human health threat resulting from antibiotic use in livestock animals.
Following an intensive rescue drill, Britain becomes the first country to be certified by the United Nations to respond in search and rescue missions abroad.
Scientists at Harvard University in the USA uncover a molecular mechanism that regulates the clotting of blood, a finding that could offer significant benefit to people with certain blood disorders.
In the largest resettlement yet, 2,000 displaced Sri Lankans are coming home to their villages in the nation's northwest with assistance from the government and the United Nations in returning to normal life.
U.S. President Barack Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hold an amicable phone conversation covering a wide range of subjects and conclude saying that they will maintain regular contact. We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty. For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.